Tower, DTY Mogul.
Is that okay?
How's it going?
You know, I was hoping that was you. I barely caught the call, but I thought it sounded like you.
Cam Valley, finally back on again. My truck was out of commission, and that's where my radio is, so...
Some of us have radios that work and vehicles that work, and we just take time off so from the radio. But anyway, good to hear you. How are things?
They are... I cannot even talk. Things are good. There. Yep, everything's all right. And like I said, my truck was in the shop. Water pump went out on it, so that wasn't great. But I have it back now, and I'm happy.
Well, I'm good. I'm happy for you. How about the house situation? Is your home fixed yet, or is it still being repaired?
Even started on the repairs yet, because we've been dealing so much with the insurance company, asbestos removal company, all that. So literally nothing's been done to our house since the week after the storm.
Sorry to hear that. Is it covered? You got a tarp over the damage?
We have a tarp covering everything and kind of wrapping around. Actually, funny enough, there's a company that's all they do is tarp roofs. So they came over and tarped it per the insurance company. So we got it tarped up, and I keep going over there and checking on it every time it rains just to make sure nothing's leaking through.
That's a big concern. Well, I'm sorry, Daniel. I wish I could get this taken care of for you.
It's all good. I'm starting to just live with it and just take it day by day, and it is what it is. It's in God's hands, so I can't rush it. So the only thing I can do is stay on top of the people I'm supposed to stay on top of. So I actually had a good call with my GC today, and they're about to resubmit a bunch of forms and kind of see where we're at with the insurance company.
Well, have you found a more permanent place to stay? It's been several weeks since I've talked to you.
Really good. So we finally moved into a place last week, which was really good. We just needed that for our family. We got a place over down 14 near where the hospital is, if you know that area, which I'm sure you drive enough, you probably know where that's at. But we're down there, so it's a 25-minute drive to our house on Edwards. So that's kind of a hike every day to try to come back and check on things. But, yeah, so that's been really exciting and really good. We moved 14 times in 60 days. It came out to, we roughly averaged out every 4.2 days we were moving.
Incredible. My goodness. But I know you're happy to be a little more settled now. Goodness gracious, that's a lot.
Yep, there was a 1 4-day period where we moved one time each day for 4 days, which just, that was different. But you know what? Believe it or not, my boys were loving it. They actually enjoyed kind of moving from place to place. I think just the excitement of it all for them. We were in a hotel one day and family another day, and then the Airbnb the next. So they kind of enjoyed it, I think.
And I'll bet you guys have gotten pretty good at easy to transport, or at least during that time anyway.
Statement's true for me and my boys, but for my wife, probably no. It was multiple suitcases or buckets for her, so we kept on her. We're like, you've got to pare this thing down, because it was just crazy.
Where you are now, do you have a fairly long-term contract with it, or lease, or whatever? You know you'll be settled there for a while?
It's our long-term residence until the house gets finished, which is really cool. And also the homeowners, the house was built in 22. They just moved back to Michigan to be with family. And so it was really, it was just God's perfect timing, I think, just all around. They had their house up for sale, and it just had not sold in, like, I think, 2 months it was on the market. And they had been up in Michigan, and I think it was a wait on them. And so they ended up putting it up for rent. And they were willing to work with our insurance company and with us and, you know, allow us to do like a six-month rental and then kind of go from month to month from there. KI4DTY.
I'm very happy for you. Good to hear you. I'm glad that's working out. Listen, I'm pulling back on my yard. I got to drop this trailer, but I just wanted to say hello since I heard you and find out how things are going. So I will talk to you again, Daniel. Hopefully not so long in between. KI4DTY and 4ZLK.
It was so good to hear from you, Shane. Thanks for jumping on. Always enjoy talking to you. But, yeah, I'll say KI4DTY. I'll be clear. Or 7-3s, I'll be on the side. I can't get used to talking on the radio again. Have a good one, Shane.
To you and your family as well. Hopefully I'll talk to you before then. But if not, Merry Christmas. And 4ZLK.
Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
W4, HI Mobile, Martin.
For DTY, last station.
Okay.
Hi, how's it going, Patrick?
Where are you?
I'm headed home. Are you already home, or is this... No, this isn't your short day.
Short day. I don't even leave the house.
Friday. Yeah, I got it now. I don't know why. All day long, I keep thinking it's Thursday.
I can get that. I don't know. I've been off myself. I can't believe it's this close to Christmas and the end of the year already.
Tell me about it. And I have done almost no Christmas shopping now that we have that much of a budget for it this year, but it's just sad that we're this close to Christmas.
I'm with you. This has just been a year I'm ready to put behind.
I totally am with you. Of course, even when I put this one behind, I still got next year to go through, so. But I'm totally with you. How was your week?
My week? But Daniel, I'm going to have to go. The wife just pulled up, so I need to help her get her stuff in the house.
You're all good. Go ahead. KI4DTY. I'll be on the side.